אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 469, מאמר.
We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, article Exile and Redemption.
כותרת, הרמוניה בין הדעת.
Harmony between religion and the law of development or blind faith.
ובגויים ההם לא תרגיע.
And among those nations you will have no repose and there will be no resting place for your feet. And that which comes to your mind will not be at all. In that you say, we will be as the nations, as the families of the lands. The Creator will evidently show us that Israel cannot exist in exile. And will find no rest as the rest of the nations that mingled among the nations and found rest and assimilated in them until no trace was left of them. Not so in the house of Israel. This nation will find no rest among the nations until it realizes the verse. And from there, you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, for you will demand him with all your heart and all your soul. This can be examined by studying providence. And the verse that states about us that Torah is true, and all its words are true, and woe to us as long as we doubt it. Doubt its truthfulness. And we say about all the rebuke that is happening to us that it is chance and blind faith, God forbid. And this has but one cure to bring the troubles back on us to such an extent that we will see that they are not coincidental, but steadfast providence intended for us in the Holy Torah. We should clarify this matter by the law of development itself, the nature of the steadfast guidance that we have attained through the Holy Torah, as in the path of Torah in providence. See, article, the freedom. And a far more rapid development than the other nations has come to us. And because the members of the nation developed so, there was always the necessity to go forward and be extremely meticulous with all the mitzvot, the commandments of the Torah. But because they would not do so, but wished to include their narrow selfishness, meaning the lo lishma, this developed the ruin of the first temple, since they wished to extol wealth and power above justice, as do other nations.
Anything to ask, please? What's he saying here? There's the matter of the obligation to reach adhesion with the Creator, to rise above this world on all the stages we need to in order to reach adhesion with the Creator. And we must do it. Whoever gets this awakening from the inside must start performing these things. There are people who succeed more and some succeed less. So this day, this is how it happens. From this day onward, from Aram period, as Baal HaSulam writes, we are in the generation of the Messiah, of the last corrections. So whether we want to or not, the forces of nature will obligate us through all kinds of means. They will force us to reach the correction. So if there's no questions, let's keep going, please.
But because the Torah prohibits this, they denied the Torah and the prophecy and adopted the manners of the neighbors so they could enjoy life as much as the selfishness demanded of them.
Meaning they didn't go in order to bestow, to connect each one, annul his private ego, but they kept going as usual as we see in our world.
Because they did so, the powers of the nation disintegrated. Some followed the selfish kings and officers, and some followed the prophets, and that separation continued until the ruin. And in the second temple, it was even more noticeable, since the beginning of the separation was publicly displayed there by unvirtuous disciples headed by Tzadok and Baitos. Their mutiny against our sages revolved primarily around the obligation of Lishma for her sake. As our sages said, wise men, be careful with your words, because they did not want to retire from selfishness. Hence they created communities of this deplorable kind and became a great sect called Tzadokim, who were the rich and the officers pursuing selfish desires, unlike the path of Torah. And they fought against the Pushim, and they are the ones who brought the Roman kingdom's rule over Israel. They are the ones who would not make peace with the imperious, that our sages advised according to the Torah, until the house was ruined and the glory of Israel was exiled.
Yes, that's what happened in history with that group that Abraham started and put them together from all the nations of the world that they lived in Mesopotamia there. And they went through many, many corrections, and until they reached the ruin of the second temple. Yes. Next. Oh, wait. We have Haifa 3.
Dear Rav, how can all the tens connect in a straight line?
I don't know what all the tens in a straight line means. I never saw anything like that. Every ten has to connect between them and be as one man with one heart. Then we'll discover the next form of connection between the tens. Yes, Michael.
What's the matter of that there are those who separated and went to do like the officers and the kings? Okay, so they left the nation, they fell from the decree. And there are those who are in connection. What's the importance of keeping the connection with those who can't keep it?
Still, in something they kept it, in something they did. These and those and those. There were many shatterings in those times, in the shattering of the second temple. You know, like we hear about the groups that were living there in caves and in Qumran and all kinds of places. And they ran outside of the country to all kinds of places. It was a period that the providence was very, would scatter the nation, the shattered nation, to all directions. Yep.
PT 19.
He's talking about the second temple, that the temple was ruined as a result of unfounded hatred. And here he's saying that it was because of the obligation of Lishma So what's
they didn't want to ascend to the degree of Lishma.
So what does that have to do with the unfounded hatred for which the temple was ruined?
Because all these things are connected together.
In one another?
Of course. What's unfounded hatred when I'm not keeping love? Love your friend as yourself. It's a rule in the Torah, and I'm not keeping it.
And then he talks about the first temple's ruin. What's the difference in the ruin of the first temple and the second temple?
The shattering is more revealed.
In the second temple?
Of course.
How is that expressed in the second temple's ruin?
So he says, in the second temple, the separation was felt out in the public, out in the open, that they weren't ashamed about it anymore, and somewhat externally they even stopped trying to hold on to one another in something. We think that they had good relationships. Maybe 2,000 years ago, the temple, no, it was very harsh. Their relationships were shattered.
So as it says, that we're deteriorating from period to period?
Of course.
Today we're still deteriorating?
Of course.
What's the reason for that deterioration?
The revelation of the will to receive in order to receive in every person more and more. You see how many people want to be prime minister today. Everyone. Everyone wants to.
No, it's a very bad time. In all respects, wherever you look, it's worse. Worse than the last time. Each time you think we're advanced, they're advancing. People are becoming seemingly good people.
No, we're not advancing. We're advancing towards a shattering, revealing a greater shattering more and more. But we, Bnei Baruch and all that, have to watch ourselves and formulate and be the opposite. That from all the nations, we're gathering parts and connecting them together. That's why this connection, this virtual connection that is now taking place, that will be the center of the new world.
That's our beauty. That's an innovation in the world.
Right.
God willing.
And that's why it doesn't matter for us any external actions of the Torah. We only need to aim ourselves to love of friends, and through them to the love of the created beings, and through them to the love of the Creator.
When they see us, they keep cursing us because we're not.
Of course, we will be cursed more and more because they feel that we're different, that we're opposite of them, not like them. That's why they're going to blame us for everything. They're going to say everything they can about us.
I feel this fire and sulfur on us all the time. They see me, they tell me, you tell your Rav Lightman that you're doing the opposite of what's written in the Torah. That's what they're telling me. Opposite.
Okay, so what? They're worse criminals than us, right?
Yeah, I know the truth. Everybody knows the truth in Nebo. But how will you deal with this dirt?
I don't have to deal with them. Never, everywhere. It's nowhere it's written about it.
So what are you going to do? Keep quiet?
Yes, of course. Of course. What have I been doing my whole life? I don't even have the energy to silence myself. I don't want even to be in any connection with them.
But you can let the audience talk dirt about us.
Why not? They're enjoying it. Let them enjoy it.
But it's not positive dissemination.
I have to do to disseminate through all that. What can you do? But not that, and also don't hate those that rise against us.
I see they're idiots. Come on, we don't see what they're talking about. Nonsense.
It's enough of a ruin for today of speaking to you. PT6.
We say that this year, also this year, there are tough times from Israel, like the war in the south and other things. Is there something we can do to improve the state?
The answer is, as usual, only connection between us. That is the remedy for everything.
Balasulam writes that there's only one remedy, and that is to bring the troubles on us. But we see that even 2,000 years don't really budge us.
Who said it? It happened already.
How do you feel what's happening in Israel right now?
I don't feel what's happening in Israel. For me, Israel is Bnei Baruch. That are in somewhat trying to connect between them. That's called Yashar Kel, that are aimed to resemble the Creator. Except for that, I don't see Israel. That's it.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Ma?
Can I ask?
What?
Following Tzvika, why is it that when a person annuls himself and he goes to correction, he's looking for the truth, why in the end is being persecuted and cursed, he has to hide in a cave
in order to help him run towards the correction even quicker?
We need to somehow imagine that this will happen to us.
Of course, it's help against.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Toda Rav. Hachamim, כמו שהוא כותב פה, חזל.
The sages, as he writes here, because they were sages, they couldn't come up with some advice, some tactics to bring peace between all the streams, all the sects.
How's that? The whole world must repent. Everybody has to understand what good and bad is and how to connect good and bad and reach the middle line, which is the Creator, the source where all the good and the bad comes from. Supposedly bad. It's not that. If so, so what's the problem in creating the world through good and bad and giving us, letting us organize all these things between us, between one another?
So, there must be something that is above nature.
It
has to exist like this, and we.
It must take place like this, and we just have to think about how we connect, each and every one of us. I'm not criticizing the world, why it's in such a way, why we are getting rockets now, and whatever. The dogs are awakening. I'm not calculating that. I'm calculating how I respond to that, because it all comes to me and presses on me, so in according to that I can organize myself. That's it.
Can? Another?
Yeah.
But in any case, we see here that he is writing here that they offered to bring peace with the imperials. There's something that the sages are saying that you have to abide by, no?
No, where are you reading that?
The end of the paragraph. They are the ones who would not make peace with the imperious.
Those were such things that you can't scrutinize that. That was 2,000 years ago. You want to start getting into and judging people and different sects that were there in the Israel after the shattering, that they used to come up, and the Romans and all that. Now,
so I'm asking about today. Can they listen to the sages today, or it has to be in the, through the path of suffering and beating?
Listen to what the Torah says. Only in the connection between us we can correct everything. You have no other means. You want to try? You can go and do whatever you want. In the end, don't forget that by the connection between us, the correction has to come. And then after all your disappointments, you'll do it. And see.
Kiev, Shalom, free.
Kiev, 3.
Доброе утро, учитель. Вопрос от товарища на переводе. Те, кто богатые,
morning, teacher. Question from a friend. Those who are rich were drawn after the desires and
אני כבר אמרתי את זה לכולם.
I already said it to everybody. Don't try and understand what happened 2,000 years ago in two lines here. I don't know what wise guys can explain it. Don't study that. We just have to know one thing. Back then, a correction had to happen by deeds and intention, and today it's only intention. Everything in thought will be clarified. Do that, correct that, connect one to the other, and there'll be correction of the world. Don't go into history. It won't help you. He writes about it very clearly that all these things have happened. They were all in order to shatter the Adam Rishon even more. The first stage, the second stage, and then we have to already correct ourselves. And when we reach the final shattering, from that we can rise and resurrect the whole system. That's it. No other way.
Chadera 1.
Thank you for the opportunity. They say that with every ruin, salvation is also born. Do we need to see in each state the state of salvation as existing inside every state?
Yes, that's right. Every ruin also emphasizes the salvation that is about to come. PT 17.
I have a question from the 10 about a friend that we're accompanying today, burying him, putting him to rest. He was very loyal down to the last moment. How as a 10 do we need to treat, to relate to this passing and continue his attitude to him, even though he's not with us together in the physical body?
That doesn't matter. Take into account that he's still with us, right? He's our friend forever. And do that simple action as much as you need, and that's it.
ונשאר איתנו.
And he's still with us.
מיכאל.
נמשיך לקרוא הודעות לסיום.
Continue reading or messages?
חברים יקרים, היום יום ראשון, השביעי
באוגוסט. Difference. Today, Sunday, August 7th, there will not be gathering of friends because of the 9th of Hav, Tisha B'Av. The schedule for today, the news program with Dr. Michael Lightman at 10 a.m. and then at 12 p.m. till 1, afternoon lesson with Dr. Lightman.
Shabbat Shalom. שמתחתים גם יד.